The Gospels According to Love audio, Luke chapter 23, Scorned and Crucified. The whole multitude of them arose, leading Jesus to Pilate. The high priest began to accuse Jesus, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation, forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, him saying that he is Christ the King." Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered Pilate, "You say it." Then Pilate spoke to the chief priest and the people, "I find no fault in this man." They were all the more fierce, stating, "Jesus stirs up the people, reaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place." When Pilate heard this, he asked whether Jesus was Galilean. Pilate, as soon as he knew that Jesus belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, sent Jesus to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod received Jesus, he became exceedingly glad. Herod had been desiring to see Jesus for a long time. He heard many things of Jesus and hoped to have him do some miracles. Herod questioned Jesus with many words. Jesus answered Herod with nothing. The chief priests and scribes stood by and vehemently accused Jesus. Herod, with his men of war, set Jesus at the center and mocked him. They arrayed Jesus in gorgeous robe and then set him again to Pilate. That same day, Pilate and Herod made friends, for they had been at odds with one another. Pilate, when he called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, spoke, "Behold, you have brought this man before me, as if he leads your people to revolt. I have examined Jesus before you. I have found no fault in him touching those things of which you accuse him. Neither has Herod, or he would not have returned Jesus to us. Lo, nothing worthy of death has this man done. I will therefore chastise him and release him." The people cried out all at once, saying, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas." Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spoke to them again. They cried, saying, "Crucify Jesus, crucify him." Pilate said to the people for a third time, "Why? What evil has Jesus done? I see no cause to put Jesus to death. I will therefore chastise him and let Jesus go." The people insisted with a loud voice, requiring that Jesus be crucified. Their voices, along with the chief priests, prevailed. Pilate relinquished and gave sentence, "That it be as the people required." Pilate set free the one imprisoned for sedition and murder, of whom they had desired. He then delivered Jesus to their will. As they led Jesus away, they laid hold upon a man named Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country. They had him bear the cross behind Jesus. There followed a great company of people, women that wailed and lamented for Jesus. Jesus turned to the ladies, saying, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and your children. Behold, the days are coming in the which they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear paps, that never give suck.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' to the hills, 'Cover us.' If you do these things to a green tree, what shall be done to the dry?" Two others, criminals, walked with Jesus, sentenced to death. When they came to the place called Calvary, the people crucified Jesus and the two others, one on the right and the other on the left hand of Jesus. Jesus cried, "Lord, forgive them. They do not know what they do." Then they took Jesus' raiment and cast lots for it, while the people stood beholding. The rulers and the people derided Jesus, saying, "Jesus saved others, let him save himself. If Jesus is Christ, the chosen of love, let him save himself." The soldiers also mocked Jesus, coming to him, offering Jesus vinegar, saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." Over the head of Jesus, written in Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, read a sign, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the convicted being crucified with Jesus railed on Jesus, saying, "If you are Christ, save yourself and us." The other criminal rebuked him, saying, "Do not fear, love, seeing you are in the same condemnation, and indeed justly. We receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing." He spoke to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus said to him, "I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." In about the sixth hour, a darkness came over all the earth until the ninth hour. The sun became darkened and the veil of the temple torn in the midst. Jesus cried out, "Love, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, Jesus gave up the ghost. The centurion saw what happened. He glorified love, saying, "Certainly this is a loving man." All the people came together in their spirit, and beholding the things that happened, smote their breast and returned. Jesus' acquaintances, those that followed Jesus from Galilee, stood afar off, beholding these things. There was a man named Joseph, a counselor, a good man and a just man. He of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, also sought after the kingdom of love. Joseph went to Pilate, and he begged for the body of Jesus. Pilate gave into Joseph's plea, and Joseph took down the body of Jesus, wrapped it in linen, and laid it in a sepulcher hewn in stone. Therein never had one lain. That day also the preparation for the Sabbath drew near. The women who came with Jesus from Galilee also followed and beheld the sepulcher and how his body lay. They returned and prepared spices and ointments, and then they rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment.